How about joining me? Let's go down to a place with a registration number cold and wet. No longer true. CAW, of course, I'm speaking about George. Beautiful town on the east coast, down in the Western Cape, is it the Southern Cape? And I'm speaking to James Pringle there. James, warm hearted good morning to you. How are you keeping on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning?
It's going well with me. Thanks, Bernard. I'm actually sitting in Stanford at the moment, but I do live in George. I'm just a little bit further down the coast.
You're all over the place. James, you a worship leader in heart and soul. You love the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're chatting to you about Zeal 24. There's few Afrikaans words that describe the word zeal. I've tried, but what is Zeal 24? Where did it start? How did it start? Why Zeal 24?
Firstly, I would love to hear those Afrikaans words, because I'm married to an Afrikaans woman, so I'm always looking to increase my vocabulary. but Zeal started last year for the first time. So I lead a shofar band. We're a worship collective, a songwriting collective, and we've brought up music over the years. We've done a lot of discipleship and worship schools and so on. And last year, we as a team felt just to organize a gathering for worshipers, basically, just to have it was a long weekend in June last year, where we had just time together to really press into the Lord's presence and hear from Him. And we actually recorded our album there last year, Live at Zeal. And so it was just such a precious, profound time that we, from the beginning, as we started organizing it, we felt this is way bigger than just our shofar family of churches where we predominantly serve. We felt like this is something for the body. And then I'm also involved with a few other movements like Worship Awake, and we've got good friendships with people like Langa from We Will Worship and First Fridays. And so we just started speaking as friends to imagine what it would be like if we actually collaborate on Zeal. And so this year, Zeal is not just a shofar band thing, but it's presented by those four movements: Worship Awake, We Will Worship, First Fridays, and Shofar Band. And really, the heart is just to gather people. For the Friday nights, it's predominantly just worship and prayer, and then Saturday is more for those involved in worship ministry, just to come to meet with Jesus, to hear from Him. What is our role at this moment in history? You know, there's stuff going on. We find ourselves in a specific context in our nation. So what is our role? What is God wanting from us? And I really believe that it's God who's gathering His worshipers together. It's not us saying, come and be a part of something that we're doing. It's really God wants His people to come together so that we can receive something from Him.
Well, on the eve of elections 2024, certainly a huge year in South Africa, it's one thing gathering around the Lord Jesus Christ. It's another thing to encounter Him. How will you know? How you inviting worship leaders in Pretoria? You've done your Cape Town bit now. We'll chat on that in a moment or so. But gathering around the Lord Jesus, encountering the Lord Jesus, how do we know? What is the difference? Because sometimes, especially through worship, you know, we sing about it, but it's few that has that ability to worship the Lord, to bow at His feet, to encounter Him. What is your take on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in the kind of modern worship scene, there's sometimes a lot of noise, and there's a lot of activity, and there's a lot of hype. But we can't so easily miss what worship is all about. And I believe if we're willing to create the space to meet with God, where we say, where we come with humility, where we come with surrendered hearts, where we come with reverence, where we come with the fear of the Lord, but also the joy of the Lord, where we come with celebration, with thanksgiving, and where we create space, not for an encounter with a band or with a speaker, but just to allow the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus to us. then I think we can expect encounters with him.
Yeah.
And so that's really for me. Actually, the thing about zeal is, I believe it's prophetically significant enough that just that it's a bunch of different people from different churches, different expressions, coming together. You know, it really doesn't matter so much who speaks and who leads worship, because that's not what it's about.
Yeah,
it's about us having a moment to become present to the presence of God.
All right.
I think it's not like God's presence needs to come in a room. It's not like he's not there and then he needs to manifest himself. But usually it's us, it's the worshipers. We need to become present.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's what zeal is for me. It's a moment to just remove all distractions so we can just meet with him. And we saw that already in Cape Town with our event this last weekend. It was, it was just so beautiful to have the space and the time to
press into the Lord. All right, talking to James Pringle, Zeal 24 taking place. He's mentioned it already on the 3rd and the 4th of May. It's taking place in Cape Town. We'll chat to that in a moment or so. The objective for different ethnicities, it doesn't matter who you are, worship leaders, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, Christians in their DNA, different backgrounds, different styles, different expressions, doesn't matter who you are invited to this event. There's one taking place in Pretoria, one of these days. Get your diary ready. What was the one Zeal 24 like down in Cape Town? I believe you had it at the Lighthouse Church in Cape Town. Tell me about it. What was your experience like?
Oh, it was so beautiful. We absolutely loved it. It was this last weekend, so still very much on a high from everything that God did. As you say, we live in just such an incredible country with the diversity that we have. Like, I don't know. I've had the privilege to travel to a few other places in the world, but South Africa is just so rich in terms of what we have, the different people groups, the different styles, the different expressions, different languages. And so we really saw like a picture of that, especially on the Friday night, because the Friday we literally went from 7 p.m. till midnight.
Wow.
And we're going to be doing the same in Pretoria. So especially for the Friday night, we just wanted open-ended worship. You know, we want time where so many times, if you know you have to finish by 9 o'clock, it feels like we're just rushing through some songs and rushing through prayer. But because you have such an extended time, it's just there's something that happens when the people of God kind of just press in just a little bit further, just a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
God is just so faithful to reward us with his presence. So that's what we did. We were worshiping First Friday's band, took the first session, beautiful, beautiful worship for about an hour and a half. On the Friday night, and then we had a time of prayer, and we're going to do the same in Pretoria, where, as you say, the elections are coming up, huge year for our nation, and so how powerful for just a bunch of worshippers to come and firstly just exalt Jesus over our nation, and come into alignment with his thoughts and his purposes, because we're all aware what the media says about South Africa, we're all aware of what, you know, the fearmongers say about South Africa. And we are all aware of the very real challenges and the difficulties in our nation. But I think it's so powerful if we, alongside what we can see in the natural, we have a moment to see what is happening in heaven. What does heaven say about what's happening here on earth? That we can trust that heaven would be manifest here on earth.
Beautiful.
And so we had a time of prayer. We actually prayed through the original hymn that Inkosi Sikelela is based on, stanza by stanza, because it's powerful, powerful lyrics. It's the original hymn based asking the Holy Spirit to come. And so we took it line by line, and we prayed through it as a room full of people. And then out of that, we went into worship from 10 till midnight. And you would think that people would, you know, be getting tired, but it just felt like it went deeper and deeper, and by the time we had to end by 12 because of the venue.
Yeah, yeah.
But people just wanted to carry on worshiping. It was it was powerful.
James, what was the response? I'm not counting heads here for fear the Bible teaches us what happens when we count heads. We shouldn't be into that. But what was the response? The age groups, what age are we looking at? Who are you inviting? You've done now Cape Town, Lighthouse Church in Cape Town. It's done and dusted. I see in my mind's eye almost like this light spot shining from Cape Town up into the to the heavenlies because of the worship to God. Isaiah 6, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And now you're doing the same up here in Gauteng. Who are you inviting? What is it for a specific age group? Or who would you like to see on the 24th, the Friday and the Saturday? You're talking about going through to 12 o'clock. If the Lord leads 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, until the Lord says it is done. But who are you inviting? Who would you like to see there the Friday night?
So I know people always will often say, you know, this is open for everyone. And that is definitely the desire. But for me, what did my heart so good was to actually see, it felt like everyone was there on Friday night in Cape Town. And so I was just so happy that we had young people with all of their passion and zeal, but then we had a lot of gray hair, you know, but they were also just filled with passion and zeal. We had so many different races and languages represented there. We sang in different languages. It really, for me, it was a picture of heaven, because, I mean, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah,
like
the Bible says every tribe, tongue, and nation, not so.
Exactly. Yeah. And so when you get a room full of people that really, you know, represents our nation in terms of all those tribes and tongues, it's so beautiful. And so I would love to encourage for Pretoria, we're trusting for the same thing, you know. There's not one person who we don't want there. If you're old, if you're young, if you're everything in between, no matter what language you speak, no matter what kind of expression you have. Because, I mean, we do have different styles. You know, there's a style of worship that appeals to me, and there's a style of worship that appeals to you. But I think all of that stuff, we leave at the door when we come together and we just encounter Jesus. Then it doesn't matter what kind of songs we're singing or what style of songs. If Jesus is being exalted in the midst of people, I want to be in that room.
Super stuff.
So if you want to be in a room full of people like that, then please come and join us.
All right. And then on Saturday specifically, you're looking for the worshippers, the worship leaders, the sound engineers, those working I'm running away from the word worship industry because it's not industry, but those who are led to lead worship in church. Talk to me about the Saturday as well. That's the 25th of May.
That's right. So the Friday night, anybody is welcome. Don't feel like you need to be a worship leader or anything. And then the Saturday specifically, we felt to have a time of equipping for those in worship ministry. So those people who find themselves, you know, typically on a Sunday leading worship or helping with sound or anything, or basically any kind of creative in church as well. We're not getting technical. It's not like we're breaking up into groups and playing guitar or something.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to spend time speaking about, you know, the heart of what worship is, what we believe God wants it to look like, and what is our role right now. Because I think so many times, you know, we just think of worship as facilitating a few songs, you know, playing some songs on a Sunday and making sure that it's technically excellent and without mistakes, and, you know, it runs smoothly, it's without distraction. But worship, corporate worship, rather, let me put it that way, corporate worship, gathering together to worship together, is so, so powerful, and it's so much more. There's so much more that Jesus wants to do, I believe, in our gathering for corporate worship. And so we're just trusting for faith to be stirred. So on the Saturday, we have two main sessions. Langa from We Will Worship will be speaking in the morning, and Janine Price will be speaking in the evening. We'll obviously have lots of worship in between. And we're also going to have two panel discussions. So the one will be more on kind of the role of worshipers at this moment in history, and the other one will be more practical. So we've even got the ability for people can type in questions on an app in the room and kind of ask. You know, I've got I struggle with the relationship with my pastor. How do we get to the same age?
All right.
and all those sorts of things.
Okay, James, time caught up with us. Can you believe it? More than 25 minutes down, eternity gone already. 24th, 25th May, up here in Gauteng, the venue. Where will it be? And what time does it start on a Friday?
Okay, so the Friday is going to start. Registrations will open at 6 p.m. and then the actual event will start, kick off at 7 p.m. It's going to be at Levendevoort Grammaria. They're very kindly offered us their church as a venue. And as I said, it's going till midnight. Obviously, I would say probably 75% of the people stay till midnight here in Cape Town.
Yeah.
But people can stay as long as they're able, but I think you will be surprised how long people do stay. And then the Saturday at the same venue, also at Levendevoort, we're going to be starting registrations open 8 a.m., and then the program will kick off at 9 a.m. Right. and it goes to 9 p.m. that night.
Do I have to book in advance?
Yes, please. So tickets are available. The easiest way is to go to the social media of any of those movements I mentioned. So Facebook or Instagram for Shofar Band, for We Will Worship, First Fridays, All Worship Awake. If you follow any of those or go to any of those pages on Instagram or Facebook, you'll see the link to be able to register for Zeal 24.
And you have to register. They need to know that you will be there. 24th, 25th May, that's Levendevoort Brumeria up here in Gauteng. If you're a worshiper, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, do go and attend this event. James, bless your heart. Janine speaks so highly of you and your love for the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you are a very talented Christian, and bless your heart for your obedience to the Lord. Thank you so much for chatting. Talking about James Pringle, I've got a song lined up, a song that you wrote, The Kingdom. So we'll be playing out with that. And James, bless your heart. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It was great to chat.